The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Gentlemen, wherever you are, dear friends, around this ever more beleaguered and troubled planet, welcome. Glad to have you on board, as always, and we hope that all of this work is making at least a little difference in your lives, helpful difference. We have wonderful people on this program, and first up tonight is Father Paul Kramer, who is without question in a class by himself in terms of people who are able to make appearances on mass radio and speak truth about the biggest church on the planet, that being, of course, the Catholic Church and the Vatican and the evil, dark corruption that is clearly involved there. And it goes back. It didn't just start. Father Kramer, welcome back. Thank you for being here.
And yes, what's happening in the Catholic Church is unprecedented.
I don't know how much longer. I know what the plan is, basically, not as well as you, but how much longer the Church is even going to be able to play this game without laying down some kind of a major new reformatting of the Church and the organized Catholic religion. Something big is coming, I think. What do you think?
It's actually happening incrementally, but uh-huh. Very carefully, and it is happening. I saw, for example, a remark made by an Anglican archbishop in Africa, commenting on the decision made by the Church of England to bless homosexual unions.
Ah, yes. I saw that.
And I noticed it was mentioned that he mentioned that it was the synod of the Church of England that made that decision, that this is the last nail in the coffin of relations between the African Anglican churches, the churches of the Anglican Union and the Church of England. The key word there is synod. It was a synod.
S-Y-N-O-D. A lot of people don't know what that is. We might want to just define that for them.
Well, Bergoglio, in his synod, which is ongoing for a couple of years now, which
his
is...
His regime. How's that?
Yes. It, which is going to terminate next year. is to transform the Catholic Church into a synodal church, which will operate on that same principle that the power to legislate and dictate will not be with the Pope in Rome, but will be with the synods. And the synods will decide, just as that synod made the decision in England to approve of homosexual unions. But this is going to be different in the Catholic Church, because they're going to try to impose this on the universal church. And because it is the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations, eventually you will have international law enforcing these decisions. It will be
International law could be the World Health Organization for all we know. I mean, they're pushing their hegemony over as many countries as they possibly can. So they're acting almost in a quasi-world government stature already. Go ahead. Sorry.
And another thing I noticed, a Spanish priest sent me an article. It's in the Spanish language. With all the details about how Bergoglio has restructured the Vicariato di Roma, the Vicariate of Rome, that the administration of the Archdiocese of Rome is placed under a commission now, no longer under the power of the of subsidiarity between the Pope and the Vicar of Rome, which is the Cardinal Prefect, the Cardinal Vicar of Rome. But there's now a commission of six lay people who will be administering the Archdiocese of Rome in the interest of synodality. That word keeps appearing again and again, synodality,
which is
a false democracy, which is a Soviet type of democracy.
Very interesting. It's all true. I don't know how much longer. I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. How much longer will Bergoglio be able to stand in the role that he's in now? You think they have long-term plans for this geek, or are they going to remove him?
They are going to use him for as long as he is useful. And so far, his role is to introduce these reforms, and he's very skillful at it. He's very cunning.
You give him some good marks. Oh, interesting. Okay, that's very important to hear. So he is competent in his betrayal of the church, its history, and everything that it stands for. He's competent. He's a competent traitor. All right.
Yes. Many people think he's somewhat demented, and in a certain way he is, but not the way people think.
Interesting.
He is very capable. He is very mentally very capable of accomplishing what he intends to do. He's very clear thinking, in the limited understanding of a man who has no faith. But a man who
he's a communist, of course not. Yeah, that's where his sympathies lie, anyway.
Bergoglio reminds me of a man, Saint Robert Bellarmine, the great doctor of the Church. Also did pastoral work as just priestly work. He was a cardinal, head of a Roman commission and such, but he went out to the hospital to assist the dying soul, and he saw there a man who was also another man who was not a Catholic, a man who was dying, and he tried to assist the man, and he said to him words of encouragement to try to convert the man to the proper disposition to meet his Maker and face the judgment of God. And he spoke about sin, God, repentance, grace. And the man said to St. Robert Bellarmine, he says, what are these words? What do these things mean? God, repentance, sin? I don't even know what these words mean. And Bellarmine remarked that this is a person who has so completely lost his faith that he has fallen into a state of spiritual blindness and he understands nothing. Now, this is Bergoglio. He understands nothing of the Catholic faith, nothing of the Catholic religion. He sounds so sincere in his false Christianity, in his counterfeit Christianity, which is something quite different than what Catholics and Christians in general have believed.
Right. He's a fraud. He's a complete fraud, and yet he's getting away with it. I don't know if the rank-and-file Christians who are Catholic Christians can figure this guy out. I don't know where his popularity poll would rest if we were to take one. But he is slick, and that's an interesting observation. That helps all of us. He's not a buffoon. He's a very dark and competent fellow.
He knows exactly how to talk to deceive Christians into thinking that he's a sincere man and that he may have some flaky ideas, but that he's basically in continuity with the tradition of the church, which is absolutely nonsensical. When you look at the global picture of what this man represents, it is something entirely anti-Christian.
Got it. Yeah. He looks demonic to me. He sounds demonic. The guy makes my skin crawl. I cannot countenance watching him talk for very long. He's got a very revolting kind of a demeanor about him. That doesn't work for me.
Well, Jeff, you are not
pegged immediately.
You are not alone in that observation. There are so many Catholics who have made that same observation, including myself.
Good, good. Well, I look at him as being a functional Joe Biden, so to speak. We've got Biden illegally, illegitimately, in the White House of the formerly United States of America, and yet mentally he's completely incompetent, he's deranged, he's a pervert, pedophile, probably all kinds of things we don't even know about, and yet he's there. Now, Bergoglio, to me, is at least able to pull it off. Biden, we know he can't. He can't speak. I don't know how they get him to speak as well as he does sometimes. But Bergoglio's dangerous, and this is not a good thing.
That's correct. Bergoglio is in command of his faculties.
Yep. So what's next, Father Kramer? I mean, we've got this bioweapon injection, which was given to the majority of people in the UK, the majority of people over here, we don't know how many, 70, 80% perhaps. And now we have shedding of the effects of the bioweapon injection, spreading it and its effects even further, which was the plan. I think this year and the next are going to be absolutely horrific for many, many people. They're going to lose loved ones, family members, friends, at a rate that they right now perhaps can't envision. Although that said, there are a number of people listening right now who have lost multiples of people in their lives and their circle of friends. 6, 8, 10 maybe? We hear these stories more and more now. So I don't know what you foresee, but the UK is clearly headed for massive trouble, as is the formerly US.
And all of Europe.
All of Western Europe. Yeah.
All of the Western world. I can only point out that there was a trial run back in 2009. There was the outbreak of the swine flu. And yeah. I had read an article about how the swine flu virus had been released into the environment by the World Health Organization. And I thought that was a bit far-fetched. But I followed up the links and I found out. I went to the World Health Organization website in Copenhagen, where they actually admitted that they had released it into the environment. Now, I took a train to Dublin. It's about 2.5 hour ride, round trip. Uh-huh. And I caught the swine flu. That was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the COVID epidemic, I stayed home. I protected myself 2020, 2021, but I had to travel to Cork City one day, and I took a train. Just like 2009, I took a train.
Right.
And with all the shedding, and I used a particular app. I won't mention the name of it, but there's an app that can identify that there are people who have been vaccinated. And I was surrounded by more than 30 people who had been vaccinated in that.
Really? So that app actually performed. It functioned. That's interesting. I didn't know. I heard about it, but I didn't know anything about it. So it worked.
Amazing. I've used it enough times. Huh. It's proven itself to be. It does actually work. Huh. And that was last. That was 20th of July. Within a week, I was in the hospital, and I spent almost 2 months in the hospital.
I remember when you were ill.
Yeah, that's the effect of shedding.
For all of you out there who are honestly skeptical, that's fine. But I would urge you to pay very close attention to this topic if you're not. Shedding is real, and it is extremely dangerous, and people are dying from it. There's no question about that. Zero. Strokes, heart attacks, many things. They're getting not only shed upon with spike protein, but they're also receiving the mRNA itself. No joke. So you folks have got to take every possible risk reduction behavior you can, and keep in mind that the safest thing you can do is minimize your contact with your vax opposites. Stay away. Sorry to say it, but it's true. And I've made the argument the other way around, and you all who've been listening know it. It's not good for the vaxxed to be around the unvaxxed. We've explained that. So go ahead. This is, you got hit twice. See, you're in a closed environment with very poor air circulation, and people are just spewing this stuff nonstop with every breath. It's coming off of their skin. It's evaporating. And if you touch any of them, you may well pick it up that way. It goes right through your skin. Not a joke. This isn't some sci-fi nightmare. It's a real nightmare, and it's actually happening. So we're going to, next hour, we have someone coming on the program who was a victim of shedding. She gave her sister a hug and a kiss on the cheek, her sister being a pharmacist who was vaxxed multiple times. And this young lady who will be on with us again was knocked out and in bed, I think it was a month and a half, just from that. So she got nailed. And she's coming on next hour to tell us what happened to her in the last few days when she went to a big store to pick up an item. And I'd urge you not to miss it. It's kind of like part two. She got hit again. And this is very important.
What people must understand, as this has been so carefully planned out in detail, long in advance, and if people understood how long in advance this has been prepared in detail, it would blow their minds. It's very well prepared.
Yes.
And there is the predictive programming. The people who are the elite of the world, who are the men who are running the world, they have a code of ethics, which is different than ours, our normal people. We believe in right and wrong. We believe in God. We believe in doing what is good, avoiding what is evil, and trying to obey the law of God to the best of our ability. But they have a different code of ethics. It's not so much moral imperatives. It's something that is more an urge that they must fulfill, they must do. And one thing they cannot do is conceal their malevolent intentions. They have to reveal what they intend to do to us. They consider this to be so so powerful that we can do nothing to oppose them, and they want to crush us. And so they let us know what they intend to do to us. And that's why we have predictive programming. And it's subtle, but if you have experience, especially if you've developed the capability to understand it and to recognize it, you'd be surprised how much you could see in advance what's going to take place, because they're always telling you in advance what they're telegraphing what they're going to do. And they're doing
so with arrogance and condescension and mockery, the likes of which few will really probably ever be able to understand. They are laughing at us. They consider us so weak and so less than worthy of any kind of respect that if the average person understood it, they'd probably run. I don't know what they'd do. It's that bad. These people have no morality like we do. They have no ethics. They have no sense of the value of life. And I'll tell you why. Here's another reason why that's true. The methods and the means by which this biological weapon, this injection, which was so, as Father Kramer rightly points out, so carefully planned and constructed, the methods are so numerous, and the actual process of these people being taken out, being wounded, maimed, injured, and ultimately killed by these shots is hideous. The suffering is off the charts. The people behind this must enjoy watching us suffer, because the people are not those who have a sudden death, died suddenly. They're the lucky ones. Those who don't, who suffer and go through agony for months and months and then die, there's something going on here. This is not a quick end, and it was designed to do exactly what it's doing, to drag the process out and enrich the coffers of the evil Rockefeller medicine cartel and the international globalists and their WHO colleagues. It's really ugly, the way they're killing people. It's not done mercifully at all. It's horrible. Back in a minute with Father Paul Kramer.
...and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Electromagnetic radiation and Wi-Fi pollution is constantly surrounding us. There is no escape or practical way to block it short of living in a Faraday cage. As we know, private and business life on cell phones, tablets, and all digital devices can't function without Wi-Fi and electromagnetic radiation. Why not learn how to neutralize the danger from ionizing radiation now? We invite you to consider protecting yourself with the new Protect Pro Smart Defender series. Proven and certified by the BESA laboratories in Austria, these small, flat discs actually harmonize electromagnetic radiation and protect you while allowing you full use of all your portable Wi-Fi devices, wherever you go. That's right, there's now a way to safely and confidently use all your digital devices thanks to this brilliant technology from Protect Pro. Just one little disc is proven to change the nature of Wi-Fi EMR ionizing radiation, making it safe to be around and to use. Go to protectpro.net and read the lab-certified test results for yourself. So be safe. Go to protectpro.net. Most everybody knows at least a little about colloidal silver and how effective it is in helping to build the best immune system. boosting vitality and nurturing superior overall health. Goldengevity, G-E-V-I-T-Y, has discovered a way to make colloidal silver in a single atom-sized suspension. Yes, one atom of silver at a time to ensure maximum penetration and destruction of pathogens. Atomic silver is easy to assimilate and expel from the body. There is no clumping or buildup. Atomic silver particles are not metallic, but are crystal trace minerals and are completely non-toxic, as confirmed by the EPA. Visit goldengevity.com and see for yourself why these are the most effective colloidal products in the world.
All right, now let me just hold on. Give me the floor. The Trends Journal, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. The Trends Journal is what Time magazine might have been long ago had they really uncorked it and let it happen. They didn't. It was a controlled message platform from the beginning. But it was at least a pretense of intellectual news and information. The Trends Journal leaves that so far behind, and I'm not exaggerating. Gerald has created something here that is absolutely in a class by itself. There's nothing else that compares with it. If you still believe in reading, get the Trends Journal. Keep it around. It doesn't age. You can pick it up in 3-4 months and learn. You can pick it up in a year and learn. It doesn't wear out. It's a true phenomenon. Go to trendsjournal.com. That's trendsjournal.com.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Real people, real stories.
I had acute eczema. I have tried every cream and ointment that you can imagine. It was pretty miserable. So I started taking the Conivora, and at this point, I don't want to ever be without it.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months. He started developing more lymph nodes that were swelled up. So I thought I'd just try Conivora. The lymph nodes started to go down, swelling did. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, so my veterinarian said, you know what, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the Conivora advertising, so I said, you know what, I'm going to order this product. They did all the tests. I kid you not, this product saved his eye.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit Conivora.com. That's Carnivora.com.
Conversation with Father Paul Kramer. Just to reiterate what I said before the break. The methods by which this bioweapon is anti-life and kills people are horrific. So horrific, it raises in my mind the specter of potentially enjoyment at watching human suffering on such an incredible scale. And we haven't even gotten warmed up yet. We're just starting. It's going to be horrific. Who would do something like this? If they wanted to kill people, there are other ways they could do it more humanely. This is really ugly stuff. And for those of you who have been listening to our Erica and my 1 hour three times a week, understand that this is bad news. It's like there's a demonic presence feeding off the suffering and grief of those who are inferior souls who are being killed off. Maybe that's a little bit of a dramatic stretch, but I honestly don't think it is. Something's up here. Satanic, demonic evil is obviously present in the deaths of many people. Somebody's getting something out of this. It's bad. Anyhow, that may sound a little off the wall to you, Father Kramer. I don't know if it does, but I've seen too many stories of people dying in absolutely horrific ways. And we know this weapon was designed to do one thing, kill people. But this way, there are a couple dozen pathways by which it ends life. And they are all awful, horrible. People with myocarditis, pain in their heart, physical pain, miserable pain around the clock, some for 2 years now. It goes on and on from there. Go ahead, please.
It's not really a stretch because it's much more on a massive scale than before. But this this phenomenon has always been there. This this joy in watching others suffer. I remember reading of a Japanese soldier who was a guard in China when the Japanese had invaded Manchuria, and how they had got a young Chinese man, and they stripped him naked and they laid him down on a table, and the man didn't seem to understand what was happening. He was very afraid, until the so-called doctor took a scalpel and started carving him up alive, awake, without any anesthetic. The man was screaming and making, as the guard said, he made noises that he didn't think a human being was capable of making.
Wow. Yes, I've heard a few stories about that kind of brutality. Yeah, go ahead.
This is on a much more massive scale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so premeditated. Like I've mentioned before, 2017, 2018, 2019, there were conferences. The Gates Foundation, there was Fauci's people, there was the Johns Hopkins group. And they pinpointed the place where the outbreak of this, what became to be known as the COVID pandemic, where it would break out. They identified exactly what kind of virus it would be. Just before it broke out, they said the outbreak is imminent. So they knew exactly what kind of disease it would be. They knew in advance where the place where it would break out. They described it very precisely, Hubei province in China. And then just as it was about to break out, they said, Fauci himself said, outbreak is imminent. So they knew exactly. This was very well planned. It was something very well planned. And I at first I had thought it was something that had been simply worked out by the Chinese communists. But no, Fauci and those people, they used the Chinese to make the suspicion appear to fall with them, because it was Fauci and those people themselves who were responsible for creating this this virus.
Right. I agree. There is something we have to here. Go ahead. Go on.
We have to understand